The prophecies of old tell us of the Savior today, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Savior and our decision. And that's our study ahead on the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us. On Jordan's
stormy bay. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings and hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us today. And a very special thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words. And you'll hear Jay throughout our broadcast, as always, sharing with you of other free materials for your study, all from International Gospel Hour and our friends. As I begin today, I'll share with you one of those free online tools very quickly, GospelGazette.com. That's GospelGazette, one word, .com, and Gazette has one Z and two T's. GospelGazette.com. Now, when you get to their website, click on the Archive tab, and you'll see access to over 25 years of articles by Christian men and women. And I am sure there's something there that will be of your interest in your study of the Word of God. These are sound articles, biblically based, thorough with Scripture, and we trust they will be of help to you in your study. We always appreciate our listeners here at International Gospel Hour. We love to share with you things in between broadcasts for your study. So again, please check out our friends at GospelGazette.com. In a previous broadcast, we looked at Isaiah 53, specifically verse 4 that says, "He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." Jesus Christ came into this world to save mankind. Matthew 1, verse 21, Luke 19 and verse 10, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 3. John declared him to be the Savior of the world, according to 1 John 4:14. He is the only way for our lives to be better, well, to be saved. We cannot fix things ourselves. He is the one, the only one, that makes it possible for our redemption from sin. He is our Savior, but yet we must make a decision. May we continue our study today from this wonderful chapter of Isaiah 53. Let's consider verses 5 and 6, and then we'll return for our study. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Friends, our study today is simply titled, "Our Savior, Our Decision." Let's think about this today, but before we do that, let's pause for one of our free offers from our friends at the World Video Bible School.
Streaming television content is quickly growing, and with that said, check out our friends at World Video Bible School. Their website is wvbs.org. Between listening to us here at International Gospel Hour, check out over 2,400 videos and get this, enroll in their online school and work at your own pace absolutely free. That's wvbs.org. Again, that's wvbs.org.
Let's begin, friends. Jesus, wounded for our transgressions, our Savior. Transgression is a word that means to rebel against the rulers or no allegiance. In other words, we're clearly going against God's commands, but His great love expresses direction and salvation from this type of living. In other words, while the soul is rebellious, the crucifixion of Christ is the price paid that is redeeming. The price is greatly paid, and one can change his walk. There is no sin too great and no life too wicked. In Matthew 20:28, Jesus said, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." He paid the ransom. Christ and only Christ had enough, more than enough, to cover our ransom price. Now, the word wounded is a word that embraces to be bore through, or clearly a piercing, and later translations use the word pierced, which is accurate as well. We see this from John 19:34-37, as Jesus is on the cross. He has died, and they want to make for certain. And one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. So when we see the bruising or the piercing of Jesus Christ, he was wounded for our transgressions. That he was bore through, if you will, pierced because of our position in life, that we needed a Savior. Now, back to Isaiah 53:4, please note the inaccuracy of you. Smitten of God and afflicted. Now, this is truly written, but we looked upon him as one smitten of God and afflicted. He was viewed as one punished of God for what he did. And how wrong that is. It wasn't the wrong of Jesus. It was the wrong of us. Christ was viewed as one punished of God for what he did. Well, that's not true. A fatal blow from smitten of God, non-fatal, to pierced or wounded, which is fatal. How great was the price paid for my redemption, for your redemption? How could I turn from this one who is the Savior of the world? How can I walk in my ways that simply are not right, and if I have any chance of redeeming my rebellious soul, it is through Christ and him alone, our Savior, but our decision. Second, he was bruised for our iniquities. Now, as we saw the word transgression and wounded, let's look at the words iniquities and bruised. The word iniquities here means a distorted or a crooked behavior, a perversion. According to the Theological Word Book of the Old Testament, Volume 2, it denotes both the deed and its consequences, the misdeed and its punishment. In other words, friends, our iniquities cannot be ignored. And while rebelling against God as one who is a transgressor, it appears that the iniquities of the one enhance the transgression. It's a matter that just makes us worse and worse. But as Jesus was wounded or bore through, he was bruised or crushed, as later translations, reflects more of an emotional and spiritual suffering as he became sin for us. One definition of this word in the Hebrew language is to break into small pieces, or like chipping away, concerning the emotional aspect. And when we look at some other text, think of this. John 13:21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." Well, we understand that Jesus was stirred. He was agitated. Have you ever tried to eat with something on your mind that troubled you, and he's sitting there at the Last Supper with his apostles? Have you ever tried to eat with something like that on your mind? And how it says Jesus was troubled in spirit, and then he spoke forth, he testified or affirmed what was going to happen and why. When we see him later in the garden in Luke 22:42-44, Jesus says, "Father, if you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And the Bible says there appeared an angel unto him, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Now, friends, imagine that text of Luke 22:42-44 for just a moment. He is praying, and there's an angel strengthening him, helping him through it. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. Have you ever been in a point in your life of something that is agonizing and hurtful, and you just seem to keep praying more and more and calling out? His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Imagine such agony. So when we see that word bruised, we see the wounded or the piercing, the physical attribute, or the physical application, the physical suffering. But we cannot ignore the emotional and the spiritual suffering of Jesus too. But once again, friends, all this was done for our good. Romans 4:25 says that he was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And 2 Corinthians 5:20-21, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Our Savior, our decision. What will it be? Let's continue to grow in our study of the text of Isaiah 53:5-6, to where now we note he was punished for our peace, our correction from going against and rebelling against God, and the iniquities that enhanced the transgression. All of that fell exclusively upon the Christ. And without him, there is no chance for our salvation. Simply put, concerning Christ, Ephesians 2:14 calls him our peace. And Colossians 1:20 tells us, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Friends, once again, very quickly here, our Savior, our decision. He was punished for our peace, our Savior. Do we see all that he has done for us? Let's build on this even more. Notice also he was scourged for our healing. When we see that through his stripes, by his stripes, we are healed, let's look at the word stripes and the word healed. Stripes is an idea here of joining or uniting, building upon the correction upon him. Other words are scourging and wounds. 1 Peter 2:24 speaks of Christ who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. You see, Peter is referring to this that Isaiah had penned. The same word, same inspiration, same wording. And by his stripes, or because of the correction laid upon him because of our iniquities and our transgressions, the word healed means a complete healing or 100% change in one's life. It takes the suffering of Jesus Christ. It took his suffering to correct our sins. Friends, nothing else can do it. We can be healed only through Jesus Christ. Friends, how can we turn this Savior away? He is our only hope. He is our only opportunity. He is the only one who can save us from our sins. If I could trade iniquities and transgressions for peace and healing, friends, that's a no-brainer. I mean, look at which side you would truly want. Would you want to remain in iniquities and transgressions to where we see there is no hope and it gets worse? Or would we want to have a life of peace and healing spiritually? All of this is through Christ. Yes, friends, our Savior. He is the Savior, the only Savior. But now, let's go a little further and talk about our decision. Before we do that, maybe you are coming to a decision that you're thinking on these things and you want to study further on your own. I've known of individuals who simply want to lay aside what they have learned through denominational teachings, through teachings that they test according to the scriptures that just do not come through. How about an online study of the Bible? Well, friends, we have that available through our friends at World Bible School. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pause and allow our J-Web to give you those details.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
And now, friends, let's consider verse 6. We have taken Isaiah 53:5 to see our Savior, the Savior. And now let's look at Isaiah 53:6 as we look at our decision or the decision. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, friends, we noted the Lord laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. This we have noted for what our Savior bore. Now let's look at our decision. Have we gone astray? Now, we note that one is compared to a sheep. A sheep, you know, they have little ability to defend themselves, and they are the safest when they are in the hands of a shepherd. I'm reminded of a book written by the late Philip Yancey, who was a real-life shepherd, and wrote concerning Psalm 23, paralleling his life as a shepherd. It gave much deeper meaning to Psalm 23, and even Jesus in John 10 and in verse 11 reminds us that he is the good shepherd. Well, friends, we must not go astray. And the shepherd awaits us. You see, now it comes down to our decision. In 1 Peter 2:25, for you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. We go once again to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 55, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now, let's keep that in its context of the one returning to the Lord. He's referring here to rebellious Israel and how they need to come back to God. Today, there are Christians who once were faithful to God who need to come back to him. Yes, friends, a person can fall away. Hebrews 3 and verse 12, there's a warning there for brethren or Christians to take heed and not to leave God, to take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You know, it's not the Lord's will that any should perish. We note that from Matthew 18 and verse 14. And even Peter affirms that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Friends, if we have a life that is going astray, we need to come back to the shepherd and come back to his will and his way. This is the plea we make in each broadcast from International Gospel Hour. We want people to see that lives can change according to God, that we can make the right decisions and allow God to guide us and lead us. Let's consider our decision and ask this question from Isaiah 53:6. Have we turned our own way, if you will? Have we turned our own way? You know, there are individuals who want to embark on their so-called spiritual journey, but the problem is, friends, we decide what that journey is, not God. There are individuals who, as we have noted through a lot of reports, news reports of the group of nuns that have grown, N-O-N-E, that people just don't declare to be anything religiously. Well, friends, there's warnings against turning our own way. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Friends, let us go that way. Let's allow Christ to bring us to God, for there is only one way, and that is Christ Jesus, John 14:6. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's our decision. So the question, have we turned our own way? And we look at our lives, that we make decisions and wonder why problems continue, or wondering where our answers are, because we have made choices that have led us away from God, engaging in transgressions of which he was wounded, engaging in behavior that's crooked or perverted, iniquities that he was bruised for those things, the stripes that he bore, the beatings. We can be healed. Friends, notice there is but one way, Jesus Christ, and that is the way that we need to go. May we ask concerning our decision, back to Isaiah 5:6, have we sent sin on its way? Hebrews 5:8-9, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Friends, it's our decision. He is our Savior, but it must be our decision. When our Savior says, except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins, John 8:24, then I need to believe in him. But when I believe in Christ, I need to believe in his teaching. I need to embrace what he brings forth. I love the teaching of Luke 13:3, and again in Luke 13:5, nay, I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance is his message within the gospel. Luke 24:44-47, and even on the day of Pentecost, when they were pricked in their heart and they needed to make the right decision, Peter told them they needed to repent first and foremost. They believed and they repented, and Jesus said, unless you confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father in heaven, Matthew 10:32-33. And yes, friends, to be baptized into Christ. Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And yet there are individuals today that says you don't have to be baptized to be saved. Well, friends, I am going to take the words of Jesus and believe them and embrace them more than I would the words of man, wouldn't you? We need to send sin on its way. When Saul was baptized, Acts 22:16, his sins were washed away, and in so doing he called on the name of the Lord. What a beautiful thought. And then, friends, when one is baptized and then raised to walk in a newness of life from baptism, Romans 6:3-6, then we're able to walk faithfully. You see, he is now our Savior because of our decision. Friend, do you need to make that decision? Would you like to know more and study more on those things, as we mentioned earlier, our online study of the Bible? Well, know this too, friends. We have a Bible study course available by mail. If you call us at 855-444-6988 and leave us your name and address, we'll send you that study. Just simply say Bible study, and we will mail it to you. But we do need your name and address, and again, just call us at 855-444-6988. It's absolutely free. And before we wrap up our broadcast, here's a little bit more information about our work and things that we offer free from International Gospel Hour.
You can now not only hear the International Gospel Hour, but you can also see the International Gospel Hour on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and subscribe to the channel. Then click on the bell and you'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It is free. Subscribe to YouTube today. It's the number one streaming service for television, and the International Gospel Hour channel is there.
Well, friends, Jesus Christ is the only Savior, our Savior, if our decision is to follow Him. May we do that. May we hope, or rather we hope, that this study today will help you in your decision and your walk for Jesus Christ. You can also write us at P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. And we'll continue these studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
God be with you.